From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news information. And today, why, if you're in college and you're under 21, you might want to think twice before you start pounding those Zimas tonight. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It is Friday, December 7th, 2007. Allison Stewart took the day off today. Why? Because she was out a little late last night. She went to a fancy shindig, which made her stay up till about, I don't know, 7 o'clock or so.
Yeah, she had a crazy night. She went to that CNN Heroes celebration, got home by 7:30, watched an episode of Coach, and hit the hay. But in our sad world...
The glorious life of a radio star.
In our sad world, that's crazy times, and it necessitates taking the next morning off. So, Rachel, we're very, very glad.
I'm really happy to be here.
Coming up on today's edition of the Bryant Park Project, this mysterious case of a guy who was declared dead in England who showed up at a London police station last week, and it seemed like a great story, except for the fact that he probably faked his own death, or at least that's what the London police are now looking into. We're going to find out what up with that.
We're also going to continue our series this week on how the national presidential candidates are perceived in their hometowns. What do the locals know that we don't know? We've gone through Giuliani, we talked about Edwards and Huckabee. You can hear all of those at our website, npr.org. And today, we take on Barack Obama.
Also, we'll have some hot brass for your eardrums. I don't actually know if I'm allowed to say that.
I don't either. It was the way you said it. You could have just done it straight. But
just to see the word hot brass and eardrum in the same sentence, it gets you kind of riled up. We're going to have a visit with the Hot 8 Brass Band. We'll also get the news from Laura Conaway in just a moment. First, though, here's the BPP's big story.
The CIA confirmed yesterday that it destroyed at least two videotapes showing the 2002 interrogation of high-value al-Qaeda suspects, including Abu Zubaydah, the terror group's top recruiter, and at least one other al-Qaeda detainee.
The CIA's announcement came after the New York Times informed the agency it was about to run a big story about the tapes' existence and that the CIA destroyed them back in 2005. New York Times reporter Mark Mazzetti spoke yesterday to NPR.
We've been working on this story for about a month, and we told them last night we were running the story Friday, and they decided to put out the statement today.
CIA Director Michael Hayden released the statement to agency employees, saying the tapes were destroyed because they, quote, posed a serious security risk, end quote, to CIA operatives involved in the program. Hayden said the risk to them and their families would come from al-Qaeda.
Quoting current and former government officials, the New York Times today says the CIA was attempting to destroy evidence that could have brought legal scrutiny on its agency for using torture methods like the now infamous waterboarding, which NPR officially now wants to call controlled drowning, if you want to get an idea for how intense that process is. It's not clear whether the tapes actually show the practice. Here's Mark Mazzetti again on NPR.
We know that the tapes show harsh interrogation tactics, what the CIA calls enhanced interrogation tactics. We are still pinning down whether there was actually waterboarding. We have some sources who tell us yes.
The CIA said the leaders of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees were aware of the existence of the footage and the CIA's decision to destroy the material.
But the Washington Post is reporting that the Senate Intelligence Committee did not learn about the destruction of the tapes until 2006.
The revelation about the tapes also raises the prospect that the CIA withheld information from the commission investigating the September 11th attacks. The commission formally requested evidence of interrogations from the CIA back in 2003 and 2004, but were told that all the materials had already been handed over.
Philip Zelikow, the former executive director of the September 11th commission, talked to NPR this morning about whether the CIA should be prosecuted for obstruction of justice.
The executive branch and the Congress just need to decide how much they care about this question, and if they want to get to the bottom of it, pretty easy for people to dig up the relevant records and answer the questions that either officials of the executive branch or the Congress could pose. They want to find out exactly what material was requested, what answers were given, and circumstances under which this material was destroyed. They can get to the bottom of that.
And that is today's BPP big story. Now here's Laura Conaway with even more news.